capital projects plan, several projects which pertain to improvements, environmental improvements in the on the waterways, especially Guinea Creek, Herring Creek, and Love Creek. This is our target area, including the upper reaches of the Indian River around the airport, and also with the Chesapeake, where the federal TMDL is in place. With working with the administrator, we had a selection review committee put together with myself in charge, including Mr. Chris Basin. Remember, he was our partner in the reforestation project. Mr. David Baird, the administrator of the Sussex County District, and the our environmental service director. So we had the right team to look at this selection. We had advertised publicly, and we had seven firms submit. Excellent submittals. It was difficult to rank them, but we used the state ranking criteria and shortlisted three firms. On the July 27th, 2018, we had the interview process, the final interview process, and we had determined that we would start from fresh, take the shortlisted companies, and re-rank them on a 1-2-3 basis. And I'm very pleased to say that the selected company came out to be number one on all three of our independently arrived selections. I had them all emailed in to me, including myself. I emailed myself one. And so we have a unanimous recommendation to have an environmental consultant selected. Now, just you and Councilman Cole, you probably want to say, what is this firm supposed to do? Development of the environmental remediation project and programmatic assistance in setting up management stormwater management districts and or stormwater management banking in the inland bays and in the Chesapeake Bay drainage sheds. So this is directly related to the promulgation of the new stormwater regulations and to the two TMDLs which are in place. The one in the inland bays, which is obviously under the implementation plan, and over there under the WIP. WIP 3 of the Chesapeake.
Under Nanny Cook and Broad yes. Creek and Marshy Hook and all that stuff.
Right? Yeah. The Chesapeake has been reconstituted. The state has a working group. I've been representing the county on this working group. And you know, whether you like it or not, or we like it or not, all of us, in the end, you know, the counties will be the ones making really the improvements on the ground. You know, it is a state TMDL, but I think it's going to eventually be us who make the improvements.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. I thought I'd get some
questions. We'll see if we've got any questions.
We'll see what happens. Right?
Too technical for this group.
Starting with Mr. Cole.
You're trying to say you're over your head, Georgia.
We be moved based upon the recommendation of the consultant selection committee that the Sussex County Council approves the selection of Rummel Klepper & Call LLP to provide environmental engineering services to include but not limited to professional environmental and engineering services for development of environmental remediation projects, programmatic assistance in setting up stormwater management districts for the inland bays, and the Sussex County portion of the Chesapeake Bay watersheds.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Colton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
Where's this firm out of?
They're a national firm, but we're working with the Delaware office. And that really made it very strong. All the members, they're fully vertically integrated. All the members we will be working with working out of their local offices right here in northern Delaware and or southern Pennsylvania in the Philadelphia area.
So they're familiar with our...
They are very familiar. They have done, as a matter of fact, this firm has completed the Herring Creek evaluation for the state of Delaware. So, you know, they are definitely in tune with what's going on in the watershed.
Good. Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote. Mr. Burton?
My motion is for approval.
Mr. Wilson?
I approve it. My motion is to approve it.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Next, sir.
The next one, we're back again with the Georgetown Agreement. I hope we got it wrapped up this time. So this all dates back to the original agreement we had with the business park which we then amended, you council then amended to include the then King Farm, because we provided sewer services for them, with the assumption of all the ownership, et cetera, and the sewer service being, let's say, limited. We then approached the town for a new agreement, which they accepted with, between Ms. Jennings and I negotiated this. We offered an amendment to this particular agreement, which was approved by you in the last round. We presented that to the town council, I did. They felt they wanted to make a slight amendment to the amendment, so it is back for you for final approval. What it does, it really allows, the original one allowed us to pull all of our flow, that is the airport and the business park, out of the town of Georgetown and send it east to a private wastewater supplier at our choice. So this was gave us an option. Of course, if that infrastructure is built, it would be an opportunity for the town to take some of their flow, because you know they're very much limited in their spray irrigation disposal areas, would allow them to take some of their flow and piggyback on ours. Only if we request it, they're allowed to piggyback. So the discussion went back and forth how much capacity that should be. And in the end, it settled, if we pull 100% of our capacity out, the town is now, under the amended amendment, allowed to pull out 200%, which makes the most sense from a construction standpoint. Because at that point, we have critical mass for a capital project, we have the right handshake point, and we would have critical mass to negotiate the rates. And I see Mr. White is in the audience carefully listening what I present on this issue in case we proceed along these lines. But that's where we are, and that's, I hope you can support it.
You have a motion? Then we'll get any questions.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the addendum to the agreement for wastewater services with the Town of Georgetown, Article 7, Article 8, as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion, Mr. Burton.
I don't understand this at all. What? So you're partnering with Georgetown to...
We already partnered.
To offset our flow?
No, we already in. We are a customer of the town of Georgetown. We are a wastewater customer for the airport and for the business park.
Okay.
We have an agreement which dates back to 2008, which has exceeded its limits. We have an amendment to that agreement.
Exceeded its limits on the amount of...
On the amount of flow. We're already over our limits. So the when the council approved the purchase of the King Farm, we approached the town to renegotiate both the 08 and the amendment, which we did, which you had previously approved. That improvement, that approval, included a slight change to paragraph 8, where we suggested to the town, I spoke with the town manager, it made the most sense. If we're doing a capital project sending some of our flow or all of our flow east, the town should participate. He felt the same way. When I presented that slight change to town council a few weeks ago, they said, oh, we'd like to have more than that. We'd like to have 200%, which actually makes even more sense, because now we have the right quantity of flow to reach a critical mass for a capital project.
That you're taking from Georgetown.
Now, they would then become sort of our, we would be doing what's called we would be wheeling their flow through our system. So they already have an agreement with Artesian Water Resources. That would have to be superseded. Right now, there's no plans, but we're in negotiation, the three of us. Sussex County, the town of Georgetown, and Artesian Water Resources.
So the dynamics of the agreement are changing.
The dynamics are changing very much based on the reality on the ground, which is the limitations in the Georgetown spray sites.
Okay, thank you.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank
you,
sir. And last but not least, I'm sure.
And I was talking to my staff upstairs before I came downstairs, and I said, County Council will be applauding once we bring this project forward. It was a heavy lift, and it was a long haul, I have to say. But we do have a recommendation for the Reading Garden at the South Coastal Library. Your librarian, Ms. Graybill, was, I think, ecstatic was her word. So we hit a last-minute snag, but I think we have a resolution. You may recall, we tried this once before. The funds were way too low. The project was way too expensive. We re-engineered it. We got additional funds. You increased your budget contribution. In the end, we re-advertised the one. We thought we had it all wrapped up, and at the very last minute when we asked the fire marshal for the actual permit, they re-looked at the issue and said, no, your roof panels are touching the existing building. This is an extension. We will require it to be sprinkled. Fast forward, a lot of interesting conversations between my staff and the fire marshal staff, and eventually between Mr. Fox and myself. We've reached a compromise to remove the roof panels from the project, relieve the friends of their obligations because they wanted to have an enclosed reading garden. We still have the pergola, we still have the lighting, we still have the fans, we still have the drainage, and we still will have ADA compliant access. Key thing. So all the things get accomplished except for the enclosure.
So when it rains, they get wet when they're reading?
When the reading garden is closed during rain events.
All right.
There you go.
But it will drain well.
There you go.
So but it was only to be a roof anyways. It wasn't to be an enclosure, right?
There was no enclosure. There was a partial enclosure. You know, there's a wall around it, so there will be no handrails. So it's a partial enclosure, but no solid walls. Never solid walls. But solid roof. It was a solid roof all the way. Covered the entire area. So having said that, we do have a low bidder. We had two bidders. They're very close together, competitive bids. We asked for a change order to delete the roof panels. I reviewed the change order, discussed it with the owner from Briggs. I think we got a fair offer, and I recommend first full award, second motion, just to make it clean, to have a reduction. So we have two motions, really.
You want to do your first motion then?
I'd be happy to.
I'm sure you will. So, Mr. Cole, he uses that reading area a lot, I think.
That's right.
May be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract L19-03 South Coastal Library Reading Garden alterations be awarded to John L. Briggs Company for their base bid of $204,800.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr.
Mr.
Cole.
Mr. President.
We are talking about Milton, right?
We're talking about the library down at Bethany Beach.
On Bethany Beach.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on this motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. That's motion carried. Have your second motion.
Yes. Be further moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number one resulting in a cost reduction of $10,012 for a revised project total of $194,788 be approved.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
And with the permission of our counselor, since we have libraries on the agenda, I'd like to say one sentence about Milton. We are in the process of remediation. The voids, et cetera, we will be before you next week for a update and change order to fix all the Milton issues.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have five grants for your consideration. The first one is Millsboro Historical Society is requesting $5,000 for the restoration of the Godwin School. The school has recently been named to the National Historical Register. Last grant received was $5,000, which was $2,500 from both Mr. Wilson and Mr. Arlett. I have talked to Mr. Arlett, and he's willing to do his $2,500 again.
Same thing? You okay with the same numbers? $5,000, $2,500 from Rob, whatever you.
Am I enough for $2,500?
You did last time, yes.
I did last time.
Yeah. You okay with doing the same thing?
Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. To grant $5,000 to the Millsboro Historical Society for restoration and maintenance of the Jacob Godwin School, being $2,500 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account and $2,500 from Mr. Arlett's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is Just a Hand Up Community Navigation Association is requesting $554.45 for an upgrade to their playground in the Coverdale Crossroads community. There have been no past council grants to this organization, but they did receive a human service grant last year, but not for this project. Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
$554.45?
You got it.
I make a motion, we give $500.
Motion, Mr. Wilson?
You don't want to give him the $545.16?
He doesn't like messing with.
You're $54.45 short. If you want to do the whole grant, I mean, they want $554.45.
Do 600. Just do 600.
Okay. Yours is $500, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to the Just a Hand Up Community Navigation Association for Playground Restoration at Coverdale Crossroads from Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
And next one is Delaware State Alumni Association is requesting $2,497 to cover the final cost of sending the Delaware State Band to Rehoboth Beach to perform. Last grant received was $2,697 from Mr. Cole. The request is $200 less than last year's
money. So
they're requesting $2,497 this year.
All right. I would like to do that.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $2,497 to the Delaware State College Alumni Association for Delaware State University Marching Band Performance in Rehoboth Beach from Mr. Cole's Council MAC account. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Laurel American Legion Post 19 is requesting $3,000 for their 6th annual Veterans Day Parade. Last grant received was $3,000, which was $600 from each council member.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $3,000 to the Laurel American Legion Post 19 for their Veterans Day Parade expenses, being $600 from each council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
And the last one is ITN Southern Delaware is requesting $2,500 to provide affordable and reliable transportation to senior citizens. There have been no past council grants to this organization. They did receive a human service grant last year for this project. Mr. Cole placed on the agenda.
Yeah, my understanding is they're going to start down in the on the coastal area with this kickoff of this program, transportation program. So I'd like to help. With that, anybody else want to help? It's
coastal area.
You want to?
Well, as I understand this, is that it's for advertising for this area.
To start off,
right? So they're going to advertise in your area, and then my assumption is we're going to soon see a grant in my area.
Okay.
And you know what I mean?
If you want, okay, we can do it. That's fine. Go ahead. I'll do it. Because I'd like to see, I'm hoping this will be a successful program, and if I can get the kickoff going pretty good, we'll do it.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Cole's Council MAC account to ITN Southern Delaware Incorporated for transportation program expenses. Question on a motion.
Is this to bring more people to Rehoboth?
No.
No, I think it's to help carry people around who are already here.
It's transportation for elderly and others in need, right, to get around.
People like
volunteers. Yeah. A lot of volunteers do this.
Any questions on the motion?
Maybe the elderly are to stay home.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
You might need
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Damn, you may need them.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody from council got any comments?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir. I'm trying. I'm going to have comments the rest of this year.
I'm sure
you The Board of Adjustment, we just heard, we're hearing issues of the Board of Adjustment, it seems, on a weekly basis and stuff. I'm suggesting we've done it in the past. Todd, do we have anything scheduled where we're going to have a joint gathering of the County Council, P&Z, and the BOA?
Nothing scheduled at this point.
Let's schedule some.
Okay.
Because there's some issues out there kind of festering about maybe some of the things we've suggested here, and if not, maybe reach down there. And we got some new members and other things. So I think try to do it before the end of the year.
If schedules align, we will try to get it done before the end of the year.
Please do. We won as many meetings as we can.
That's critical, right?
We have Mr. Cole to attend.
Because there's a couple of guys there, I want to tell them something.
Any more comments from council?
Can't you call about telling them?
Comments from council?
I want to do it in public.
Mr. Lawson.
You're trying to dress it down.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did think it was worth noting, although not an official county pensioner because he was elected in the '60s, we did have the passing of Mr. James H. Baxter Jr. this past weekend, and I do think it's worth noting. Mr. Baxter did hold the position of elected recorder of deeds. He held that position for two terms, from January 1967 to January 1975 for Sussex County. So I thought it was worth noting his passing, even though it wasn't in the admin's report.
Was certainly a nice man.
He was a gentleman.
Gentleman, he was a gentleman. Anything else made by the council? Entertained motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition downstairs.